This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Haba, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua up to Masechta Yevamah, is Daf Gimel. So we're trying to establish the order of the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah gave 15 arayos, and they were, just to summarize, your daughter. Again, Rashi learns daughter here is out of wedlock, meaning bitoy me anusasoy, the daughter of a woman that you raped, or your bas bitoy, u bas benoy. So either your daughter's daughter, your son's daughter, your wife's daughter, her son's daughter, her daughter's daughter. Then we go to mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, father-in-law's mother, your sister from your mother's sister, your wife's sister, and your brother's wife from your mother, and a shesachav shalei haya ba'ilama. And the final one was kalasai. So the Gemara started off like this. How do we know that arayos pater yibam? How do you know you don't do yibam to an erva? The Gemara says, we learn that from Achas Isha. So if Achas Isha is the source, that you don't do Yibam to an Erva, so Achas Isha should be the first Erva mentioned. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we're going in order of Chumrah, and if that's the case, it would have to be going like the Manda Amar, that Sreifa is the most Chamur, namely Reb Shimon. So the question is, if that's the case, since Sreifa is learnt out from Chamoisai, so since Sreifa is learnt out from Chamoisa, so Chamoisa should be first. And furthermore, after the Arayos, which are Sreifa, we should say Kalosai. Why is Kalosai last? So the Gemara says, Ella, Bitoi, Kivin Asya Midrasha Chavivale. Your daughter, the fact that, again, daughter here is referring to daughter Me Anusasai, not the daughter of your wife, but your daughter from a woman that you raped, a woman who's not your wife, that it does not say explicitly anywhere in the Parsha of Arayos. So that's learnt out of a drasha. So since it's learnt out of a drasha, chaviv aluhu, it is beloved. Says the Gemara, frak the Gemara, kulu nami midrasha asu, all the arayas are learnt out of a drasha. In other words, the fact that an erva pater zibum is learnt out from a drasha, from Achis Isha. So if that's the argument, if the argument is that something comes first because it's learnt out of a drasha, so then they're all learnt out of a drasha except for Achos Isha. That's not a reason that Bito should be first. Says Gemara, Nihi dele inyan yibam asin midrasha. It's true that all the arayas, the fact that they pater yibam, that we learn out from midrasha, ikar isurayu behed yaksiv. But the fact that they're usur, the fact that they're arayos, that it says explicitly, ksivbahu, bitai, but your daughter, in other words, your daughter who's not your wife's daughter, not only is the fact that she paters yibum learnt out from Madrasha, the fact that she's even usur is learnt out from Madrasha. Bitoi ikar yisura Madrasha. But bitoi, the fact that she's usur is a drasha. Without a drasha, we wouldn't even know that bitoi is usur. The Amar Rava said, Amar li Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Asya hena hena Asya zima zima. We learn out Gzeir Shava of hena hena to say that bitoi is usur. And we learn out Gzeir Shava, Zima Zima, to say that the punishment is Sreifa. Rashi says the Gzeir Shava is Hena Hena, Bitoi Me Ishtai, or Bas Bitoi, U Bas Benai, his daughter from your wife, and Bas Bitoi, the daughter of his daughter and the daughter of his son, that we learn out from Ervas Isha Ubita Loisigale, and Bitoi Me Ishtai is part of Bas Ishtai. In other words, Bitoi Me Ishtai is basically Bas Ishtai, and that's a pasuk explicitly that it says that that these are arayas. But Bitoi Me Anusase, Rashi says, it doesn't say, because it says Ervas Isha Ubita. Isha refers to your wife. So that means it doesn't say anywhere explicitly that your own daughter is usur. It's talking about your wife's daughter. So how do we know your own daughter is usur? It says by bas bitai and bas benoi me anusasai ervas bas bincha oi bas bitcha, and it doesn't say ishas, but it doesn't say bitai. In other words, in the pasuk that talks about your descendants, it only talks about your granddaughter, either from your daughter or from your son, but it doesn't talk about your daughter. So how do we know your own daughter from a woman out of wedlock is aser, so we make a gzeir shava. It says by the pasuk of Anusa ki ervascha hena, and it says in the pasuk of Ishus sha'ara hena, just like in the pasuk of Ishus, a daughter is like a granddaughter, so too in the pasuk of Anusa, a daughter is like a granddaughter. And how do we know that there is sreifa by your daughter from out of wedlock? So Rashi says that we make a gzer shava, zima, zima. It says by bitoi me ishtoi zima. It says by your daughter from your wife, the word zima. And it says by sreifa, zima. So we extend sreifa and we say that sreifa applies by your daughter from your wife. And then we extend sreifa from your daughter of your wife to your daughter from out of wedlock. That takes us back through Hena Hena. In other words, Hena Hena tells me, just like your wife's daughter is Aser, your daughter from rape is Aser. And Zima Zima says that Sreifa applies by your wife's daughter, and then we bring it over Sreifa from by your own daughter through Hena Hena. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, that Bitoy is special, because Bitoy, the fact that it's an Erva Bechlal, is learned out from a drasha, and something that we learn out of a drasha is chaviva. Says the Gemara on the fifth line, hashta da amrit kol milsa da asya midrasha, chaviva le. Now that you said that anything that's learned out of a drasha is beloved, listeni la'achos isha lebasoif, then the very last arayos mentioned in the Mishnah should be achos isha. Because if we're saying that's anything learned out of a drasha is chaviv, there's only one arayos that's not learned out from a drasha, that is achos isha. Achos isha is where it says you don't do yibam to an erva. So since that's the only erva where it says it explicitly, that should be the last erva mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says like this, no. Aydi da ayri be'isr achvasa, once we're talking about the isr of siblings, Tana achos ishtai. So it said your wife's sister. So look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Bitai bas bitai ubas benai. So it started by talking about your daughter because these are learnt out from a drasha, hena hena. And once it talked about your daughter, it talks about your daughter's daughter and your son's daughter. And then it talks about your wife's daughter and her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter, because those are the three cases from which we extend and we say, just like there, a daughter is like a granddaughter, so too by your own daughter, a daughter is like your granddaughter. And then once we talk about your wife's descendants, we talk about her ascendants, namely your mother-in-law and your father-in-law's mother and your mother-in-law's mother. And once we're talking about, then we talk about siblings, achoisoy me'imoy, and your sister from your mother and your mother's sister. And once we're talking about siblings, even though technically achos ishtoi should have been last, because it's not learned that from a drasha, but we were talking about siblings, so we continue the theme of siblings. Says the Gemara, wait a second, v'lisnai lahai bava levesayif. If the only reason we talk about achos ishtoi is because we were talking about siblings, so save the siblings for last. Talk about your sister from your mother and your mother's sister last, so that the very last case of the Mishnah could be Achos Ishtai, which is the one case that we don't learn out from a drasha. Meaning the only reason we listed Achos Ishtai earlier is because we were talking about siblings. So don't talk about siblings so early. Save siblings for a little bit later, and if you save siblings to a little bit later, then we would be able to put Achos Ishtai last. Okay. So, okay, I see that. Want to make sure. You know, the last Masechta, Reb Sruli and Reb Asi were with us the whole time. How you guys doing? You guys good? Shkayach. You're still with us, even for Yavamas. And, okay, so that's the Gemara's question. The question is that why don't we put the siblings last so that we could get Achis Ishtai all the way at the end? Says the Gemara, Ella, we drop off the first approach. Now we have a new approach. Ella Tana Korvi Korvi Nakat. The order of the Mishnah is in order of relation, closeness. Tana Bitai. First, it talked about your daughter. Basically, your daughter is the closest relative that you have that could possibly marry your own brother. really it would be your mother, but your mother would never be able to marry your brother, because your mother, since he's your brother from the father, your mother would be your brother's Eshes Aviv. So the closest relative we could talk about is your own daughter. Your daughter is a blood relative. So, Tana Bita, and then after that is Ubas Bita, Ubas Benoi, Dekroive Atzmai. These are all related because of yourself. And there are no other relatives that are close like your daughter and your granddaughters. And again, this is talking about your daughters out of wedlock. Now, once we talk about your daughters, to parallel that, we talk about your wife's daughters. Va'aydi detana shloisha doirois lamata didei. Once we spoke about three generations below him, so tana nami shloisha doirois lamata didei. It spoke about three generations below her, your wife, her daughter, and her granddaughters. Even though technically they're not related to you, but they do perfectly parallel the first three cases, namely your daughter and your granddaughters. Va'aydi detana shloisha doris lamata didei, and once depict about three dida, again, va'aydi detana shloisha doris lamata dida, once it spoke about three generations below her, so to parallel that, tana shloisha doris lamala dida, it spoke about three generations above her. So once it spoke about your wife's daughter and granddaughter, it talks about your wife's mother and grandmother. Now we move on. Now that we spoke, that accounts for the first nine cases. Then we talk about your mother's sister. V'tana achoisai me'ima. Excuse me. We talk about your sister from your mother, because that's a blood relative in a way. It's not your daughter, but she's your sister from the mother. V'achos imay, and your mother's sister, dekroivay atzmai. These are relatives from yourself. Rashi says these are much more related to you than, say, your daughter-in-law. Because your daughter-in-law is only related to you because your son happened to marry her. But she's not a blood relative. So we talk about your sister and your mother's sister. And once we talk about siblings, va'aydi da'ayri be'isar achva, once we're talking about the subject of siblings, tana achos ishtai. We keep with the theme, and we talk about siblings, but not your siblings, your wife's siblings. Again, the kasha was, since achos ishtai is the one erva that's not learnt out from a drasha, so it should be last. The answer is no. We're talking about an order of closeness. But once we got into the subject of siblings, and we talked about your sister and your mother's sister, now we talk about your wife's sister. Now we have three left. We have your brother's wife, your brother from the mother's wife, and Eishes Achiv Shalai Hayabalamai, and your daughter-in-law. So out of those three, out of your brother from your mother's wife, who b'chlal is not related to you, she's stam a sister-in-law, your brother had happened to marry her, and your brother's wife, who you weren't in the same world together with, and your daughter-in-law, who is the closest related to you? Your daughter-in-law. Says the Gemara, uvedinhu deliktim alakalasa mikame eishas achav shalai hayabai lamai. Really, daughter-in-law should come before Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. Now, I just read the Gemara like Tosis, that out of these three arayos, daughter-in-law, your brother from the mother's wife, your brother Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai's wife, your daughter-in-law is the closest one. Tosis Divrei Hamascha Mekamei Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. Tosis is bothered by another question. Why is the Gemara saying Kalasai should be before Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai? Really, the Gemara should say that Kalasai is before Eishes Achiv Me'imai. Tosis says it just picked one of the two, but what it means to say is that it should be before both of them, and the reason why it should be before both of them is because Tosis learns that a daughter-in-law is a closer relative than a sister-in-law, right? I think we could understand that. Someone who marries your son is closer to you than someone who marries your brother. However, Rashi disagrees with this approach. Rashi learns that out of sister-in-law and daughter-in-law, neither are related to you. neither are closer or further. When the Gemara is asking Kalasa should go further, since there is no closer relative, now we should revert back to the system of Chumra of Oinesh, and Kalasa is Skila, and sister-in-law is only Kares, and therefore says Rashi, Divrei Hamaschal, Uvedinhu deliktime le kalasai before eishas achav shleher b'alamai. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the lav mishum korvahu da asar. I'm sorry. Look back in the Gemara for a moment. Uvedinhu deliktime le kalasai. Really, logically, kalasai should go mekame eishas achav shleher b'alamai before eishas achav shleher b'alamai. Deloy mishum korvahu. It is not because of closeness to asiri that they're asar. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kaloimar, meaning to say, V'kivan dekroivin nakat va'azal, since the order of the Mishnah is based on related, V'kalosoi v'eshes achiv shalai hai ba'ilamai, and your daughter-in-law, and your brother's wife who is not in the world at the same time as you, V'eshes achiv me'imai, and your brother's wife from the mother, Lav mishum korva didehu da'asirin lei, it's not because of your relation that you're usher to them, meaning your sister-in-law and your daughter-in-law, that you're usher to them, not because they're blood relatives, but because someone married them, so none of them are a closer relative than the other. Bedinhu delisni kalasai mikame eishas achiv. Really, it should say your daughter-in-law before eishas achiv shalhei abaylamai. And Rashi says, umikame eishas achiv me'imai. And before your brother's wife from the mother. Because kalosai chamira tfei minayu. Because a daughter-in-law is more chamer. In other words, Rashi learns that a daughter-in-law is not more close, is not a more of a relative than your sister-in-law. It's just since none of them are more related than the other, therefore we might as well follow the chumrah. Tosfos learns, no. In fact, a daughter-in-law is more related to you than your sister-in-law. But, so why don't we say kalasai? The answer is, since we're talking about siblings, says the Gemara, ala aidi da airi b'isar achva, since we're talking about the isar of siblings, tana eishas achiv shalihai b'ilamai, it taught the case of your brother's wife, who you were not in the world at the same time, as well as your brother from the mother's wife, v'hadar tani kalasai, and then it taught kalasai. So here we have the reason for the order of the Mishnah. It starts with bitai, because your daughter is the closest relative, and then her daughter or your son's daughter, and then to parallel that, we spoke about these same three relatives from your wife, and once we talked about your wife going down, we talked about your wife going up. By the way, it's very interesting that while you're usher to your wife's mother and mother-in-law's mother and father-in-law's mother, you're not necessarily usher to the woman who was raped's mother and grandmother, right? Only going down, not going up. So this accounts for the first nine of the arayos. Then we talk about your sister, which is a blood relative, and your mother's sister, which is somewhat of a blood relative. And then we talk about your wife's sister, because we're in the top subject of siblings. And really, kalasai should come next, because that's the next closest relative. But once we're talking about siblings, we talk about eishas achav me'imai, eishas achav shalihai ba'alamai, and we conclude with kalasai. So now the Gemara talks about the next word of the Mishnah. It says these 15 women pater their tzaras. Why do we say lashon they pater their tzaras? We should say they aser their tzaras. Why pater? Pater sounds like they're pater. You don't have to do yibam, but you could if you want to. You're exempt from doing yibam, but if you want to do yibam, you could. In fact, the Gemara asks, Umayiriya detana paitrais. Why does it say they pater their tzara? Listeni oisrais. It should say they aser their tzara. Rashi says, because it's two rice is mashma they're exempt. V'boy miyabim, if you want to do yibim, you could. It should say asurais, because you can't do yibim, because they're not zakuk to yibim. Once they're not zakuk to yibim, they remain with the Yisrael Shasach. Asurais is more accurate, says the Gemara. Itana oisrois, if it would say that they're asur, hava amino asur liyabim. I would think that means you can't do yibim, but you could do chalitza, because the word oisrois is for sure only going on yibum, because it can't be going on chalitza. You can't say you're not allowed to do chalitza. Why are you not allowed to do chalitza? So since oisrois is going on yibum, then I would have thought you do chalitza. Says Gemara, itana oisrois, hava amina. I would have thought osr liyabim, you're not allowed to do yibum, avo mechletz chalitza. But you could do chalitza, and maybe you need to do chalitza, kamash malan, you're exempt from everything. Rashi says, I would have thought you're usher to do yibum. But we're not discussing chalitza, because we would never use the word isser by chalitza. So I would have thought you do chalitza, because maybe your brother's wife cannot be released without chalitza. Says the Gemara, wait a second, if the reason why it says peturais is so that you know you don't do chalitza, because asurois would only be mashma, you're not allowed to do yibam. So say you're not allowed to do chalitza. V'lisni asura lachlitz. Why use a vague lashon peturais, which is mashma, if you want to do yibam, you could. Say it straight. It's asur to do chalitza. Vekta Gemara, you should say, well, actually this is an answer. How could it say you're not allowed to do chalitza? What's wrong with doing chalitza? My covet, what are you doing wrong? It can't say you're not allowed to do chalitza. So since it can't say you're not allowed to do chalitza, because there's no isser doing chalitza, you can do chalitza to whoever you want. You could do chalitza to any lady. You could do chalitza to your Zoom partner over the phone, in whoever he is. There's no isser in stam doing chalitza. Like, if after the shir we wanted to, you know, hang out and do chalitza to each other, we'd be allowed to do it. There's no isser doing chalitza. You know, people are bored these days. The Gemara is suggesting that there's no isser in stam as shooting the breeze and doing chalitza. So it can't say asr lachlitz. Now, the Gemara asks, it's not true. It could say asr lachlitz, because alam aloy, why can't it say you're not allowed to do chalitza? Because if... You know, so you say, what's wrong with doing chalitza? What's wrong is, if you do chalitza, somebody might think, oh, here he's doing chalitza, next time you could do yibam. Im ata oimer chalitzas mesia bemes. I might think that if you could do chalitza, then you'll end up, you could ultimately come to doing yibam. In other words, what the Gemara is asking is, why does it say peturais? And the peturais is a bad lashon, that's mashma. If you want to do yibam, you could. Elamai, you're going to say, because if it would say, oisrois, I would think you do chalitza. So say asur to do chalitza. Ah, you can't say asur to do chalitza. You could say asur to do chalitza, because there's mamish, there could be an isur to do chalitza, because people might think that if you could do chalitza, then you could do yibam. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara falls off of this answer. And the Gemara is basically trying to explain, why does it say peturais? Says the Gemara, Kivan dememakim mitzvahu de'asirat tzara. Since a tzara is only asar bemakim mitzvah. In other words, when is tzaras erva asar? When she falls to yibum. But let's say stamazai, a stranger, we'll call him Fivel. Fivel was married to your daughter and Sprinza. And Fivel dies, you're allowed to marry Sprinza. What do you mean? She's Tsaras Bitai. Tsaras Bitai is only a problem when she's your brother's wife, but not when she's not your brother's wife. When she's Stam, a Tsara of an Erva, there's no problem. So since only B'makam Yibum a Tsara Zasar, V'shaloi B'makam Mitzvah Sharia, but not B'makam Yibum a Tsaras Erva is Mutter. So that's why it says peturais, peturais. Because if it would say oisrois, you would think that an erva always asers her tzara, even shaloi b'makam yibam. You would think that an erva injects poison into a tzara, even if she's not in a situation of yibam. And then in that case, if your daughter is married to a guy, and the guy dies, you can't even marry his other wife because maybe oisrois. If our Mishnah would have said a lashon of oisrois, that might may imply that an erva asers the tzara, and then you would extend it even shaloi b'makay mitzvah. So poitrois implies the zika is removed. If the zika is removed, the eshes ach stands, and that's only applicable in a situation of yibum, but that's not applicable in a situation where there's no yibum. Look at Rashi, mishum ha'am. Since in a situation of Yibum is when you're Asur Tsaras Habas, like the Mishnah explains, that once you're Pater from the Zika of Yibum, the Eshesach stands, but Shaloi B'makai Mitzvah Sharia, for example, a stranger who became your son-in-law and he has another wife and he dies, so then his wife is mutter, his other wife is mutter to his father-in-law, and otherwise, you're allowed to marry your son-in-law's other wife. So therefore, it says poitrois, because if it would say oisrois, it would be mashma, that a daughter asers you to take the tzar shaloi b'makai mitzvah, but poitrois is not mashma aser, that the erva asers the tzara, it's just the daughter paters yibum, and memela the iser eshesach, stands, and the reason why the tzar is aser is not because of an injected poison, but because the eshes ach remains. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Umay iria detani min ha-chalitza u-min ha-yibam. Why did the Mishnah say you're pater from chalitza and from yibam? Just say yibam, and I don't need to know chalitza. Rashi on the second wine line says, look at, I'm sorry, let me read the Gemara again. My yuri, the tanim and chalitza min ayibam, listeni min ayibam l'chudei, just say it patters you from yibam. Rashi on the second wine line says, the ha'ikr mitzvah hi, the ikr mitzvah is yibam. The chalitza is only if you don't want to do yibam, so then you do chalitza, so say you're pater from yibam. And we would know that if you're exempt from yibam, so then, memela, You would be pater from chalitza. Somebody wants to ask a question. I'm going to save it till after. We're almost at the end of the page. Says the Gemara, "E tana min ayibam." If it would say you're pater from yibam, hava amina michlitz chalza. I would have thought, even though you're pater from yibam, you would still do chalitza. Yivumi loymi yabma, and you don't do yibam. Meaning, if it would have just said you're pater from yibam, I would have thought you're only pater from yibam, but maybe you're chayiv in chalitza. So now the Gemara says we learn a very big chiddush here. Yibam and chalitza go hand in hand. Whenever you could do yibam, you could do chalitza. Whenever you can't do yibam, you can't do chalitza. Says the Gemara, itana min ayibam, if it would have taught from yibam, have amina michlitz chalitza. I would have thought you could do chalitza. Yivumi lamiyama, but you can't do yibam. Kamash malan, and therefore the Mishnah teaches me a chiddush. Kol ha'oila liyibam oila l'chalitza. Any woman who has the possibility of doing yibam, of any woman who you have the possibility of doing yibam to, you could do chalitza to. V'chol she'ena oila liyibam. Any woman who does not rise up to yibam does not rise up to chalitza. Either you have both possibilities, or you have neither possibility. Look in Rashi, because this is somewhat problematic. Because as we're going to go through the Masechta, we're going to see there are women that you do chalitza to, and you don't do yibam to. And they don't always go together. So you'll ask off the bat, that was the last case of the Mishnah. Any woman who could do miyun and doesn't do miyun, the tzara, you do chalitza and not yibam. Well, that's not really akasha, because that's only midrabanan. Because there, the erva was only married midrabanan. So technically, you could do yibam to the tzara. It's just since midrabanan the erva was married, so therefore midrabanan she asers the tzara, but midaraisa she doesn't remove the zika, so you do chalitza. But here the Gemara is saying a biblical phenomenon, a biblical principle, that any woman who's chayv and yibam midaraisa, you could do chalitza to her. Any woman who's not chayv and yibam midaraisa, then you're not chayv and chalitza either. Says the Gemara, I would have thought you do chalitza. Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom, Shaloi lahafkia mitzas yibam. That we don't remove the mitzvah of yibam completely, aval yivumi loy, but maybe you don't do yibam. Meaning, I would have thought you do chalitza not to uproot entirely the mitzvah of yibam. You can't do yibam because of exeris hakasav of litzrar. By the way, Rashi is mashma that this havamina, that you would do chalitza and not yibum, is if the Gemara wanted to know, just say you're pater from yibum, and I would know you're pater from chalitza. So Rashi says, no, if it would just say I'm pater from yibum, I would have thought you do chalitza to the tsara, Rashi says. To the erva, I know already on my own that you wouldn't do chalitza to the erva. Rashi seems to be saying that the havamina is you do chalitza to the tsara. Yibum to the tsara, I know you don't do because of the gzeras hakasav of litzrar. So kamash malan, that since you patered, since the daughter patered the zika of yibum, she's also patered from chalitza. Look at Rashi. Any woman who rises up to the bond of yibum, oila lezikas chalitza, v'chol she'ein oila lezikas yibum, petura mina chalitza. I, Rashi says, there are women who are chayiv in chalitza and pater from yibum. V'chol heicha de'arminon choyletzas v'loimis yabemes. And whenever in Shas it says a woman you do chalitza and you don't do yibum, that's a suffix. That's not because there's no mitzvah of yibum, there is a mitzvah of chalitza. It's because we don't know if there's any zika. So if there's zika, then really you should do yibum. If there's no zika, really you shouldn't do chalitza. So misafik, you do chalitza, because worst comes to worst. Like the Gemara said earlier, there's no isser in doing chalitza. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Golian Ashas cites the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph, where we do have a case where we do yibum, where we do chalitza and we don't do yibum, and it's not because of a safik. For example, we're going to see that maybe a woman who is a chayvei lavin, or chayvei lavin va'aseh, let's say a woman who's an iser lav falls to you in yibum, or iser lav va'aseh, we're going to see possibly you don't do yibum, but you do chalitza. So this would pose a question to this principle of kol she oyle liyibum, oyle chalitza, v'chol she eno oyle liyibum, eno oyle chalitza. Okay, one last shakla v'tarya. V'lisni min ayibum min achalitza. Why does the Mishnah say that it patters you from chalitza and yibum? Right, it says chamesha sreinoshim poitro sarasen v'sarasen min achalitza min ayibum. Why does it say chalitza first? Either it should say yibum first, as the Gemara says, the primary mitzvah is yibum. After all, we ask, just say yibum. That's the main mitzvah. So at least, so we understand, we have to say chalitza, because so that you know that you don't do yibum and that you don't have to do chalitza, but say either v'lisni mina yibum u mina chalitza. Teach that she's exempt from yibum and from chalitza in that order, yibum first and then chalitza, because yibum is the main mitzvah. Inami mina chalitza l'chudei, or just say chalitza, and then I would know for sure yibum. Says the Gemara, no, it dafka had to say yibum second to teach the halacha of Abba Shaul, that bizman hazeh, yibum is a secondary option, a last resort, that we try not to do yibum bizman hazeh, because Abba Shaul says that somebody who does yibum and their intention is not perfectly l'shem shamayim, says Abba Shaul, I'm close to saying the children are mamzerim. So in order to indicate that yibum is a second option, it said chalitza and then yibum in that order. It didn't just want to say chalitza, it wanted to make sure yibum was second. Abba Shaul, this is in accordance with Abba Shaul, do'amar mitzvahs chalitza koidemes le'mitzvahs yibum, to teach that the mitzvah of chalitza takes precedence over the mitzvah of yibum. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow in what the numbers of the Mishnah come to exclude. Thank you everyone for coming, and have a great night. Shkoyach. Yeah, sure. If somebody wants to... Who's talking?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.